Recordings are now started.
Great, thank you. Okay. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. Welcome to the new GTLD Auction Proceeds Cross-Community Working Group call on the 13th of April, 2017, 1400 UTC. I would like to begin with a roll call. I have Asha Hamrajani, Becky Burr, King Chow, Fred Verd, Daniel Dardier, Erica Mann, Yolf Helsingius, Julie Charvelin, Lauren Allison, Manal Ishmael, Mark Gao, Maureen Hilliard, Olga Cavalli, Tripti Sinha, Vanda Stratazini. From staff, we have Yoka Braken, Marika Collins, Julia Charvelin, Lauren Allison, and Samantha Eisner, and myself, Michelle D. Smiter. As a reminder to please utilize your mute button when not speaking for transcription purposes, I would like to turn the call back over to Erica Mann.
Erica, this is Marika. If you're speaking, you may be on mute.
Erica, this is Michelle. I just unmuted your line.
King, are you connected on audio and maybe able to step in until we manage to get Erica back on audio?
Sure. Hi, this is King. Yes, I'm also on mute as well. So noticing that Erica probably we need to. Maybe let's try to call her, or would you be able to Skype her and see what actually happened. But in any case, let's get started. So welcome, everybody. This is Qing Qiao, the co-chair of the CCWGAP. And for this meeting, we have couple apologies as noted in the Adobe room. And so why don't we maybe just go ahead and start. And if Erica, you're back, please let us know. Okay. So, but in any case, thanks again for the time. I understand that we both understand that it's probably this upcoming long weekend, you know, holidays in some part of the world. So thanks everybody for spending time, work together for moving this thing along. So let's start with the declare of interest update. So every time I think we've been trying to emphasize on the DOI, and during our last call, we did start to work on making sure that people, number one, they would provide update regularly, and also on the community on the wiki, we also make asterisk mark next to the person who's showing an intent and showing a yes for the interest for applying the fund. So so I'd like to take this opportunity to see if anybody who's or actually just to remind everybody, if you have an updated DOI, please do so. Send to the list, or at least to Marika and to the staff. Yes, as Marika shared in the chat room is that, yeah, the wiki page has just been updated. So please make sure that, if you'd be so kind, please send us the updated one. Okay. So Erica, are you back?
Yep, I'm back, Ching. It's something interesting. You all might experience this one day. Adobe is doing a kind of update, and they make practically a false update. So be careful when this happens to you. Be not surprised. Just a false update, and they do it in the middle of the call, and there's nothing you can do. So this was what just happened. Apologies for this, and thank you so much for Ching for taking over. That's really great.
Okay.
So on Ching just mentioned the updates which we about the declaration of interest we want to do each time. So since there's nobody who wants to comment on it, I think we are fine, Marika, yeah? And we sent out an email, Ching, remember we sent out an email to everybody as well. You sent so many comments which we really greatly appreciated, and I hope that the email which we sent as a common response to everybody hopefully clarified everything. If this is not the case, just always feel totally free to send to staff or to Ching and to myself any kind of questions you may have. I'll just give you another second maybe just to hear from you if there's something you would love to say with regard to the point two. Marika, is there something from your side?
This is Marika. Just to note that indeed staff has gone ahead and updated the wiki page as we discussed during the last meeting. So you'll now see there a separate column that has been added that basically has a copy paste of the responses that have been provided by the different members and participants in relation to question six. And just to remind everyone that if you have any updates or any changes in your situations, please feel free to communicate that to staff, and we'll make the updates accordingly.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, if there's no further question related to it, and I don't see anybody wants to raise the hand, so let's move to the next point.
Yeah,
Erica, this is Marika. Manal has her hand.
We have somebody? Okay, please. Maybe, I don't know why Adobe is this not showing. Manal, please go ahead.
Thank you, Erica. And just very quickly to note that I updated my DOI with the caveat that I'm still seeking GAC advice on the final language. So this might be fine-tuned later based on the feedback I get from GAC leadership and GAC colleagues. Thank you.
Yes, Manal, that's fine. And I think that's the best way of operating. When you get an update or anybody else, you just update. And then this makes it easy for us to follow the various declaration of interest. There's nobody else, correct? Okay, perfect. Then let's move to the next item on the agenda. Can we have the, can we see the letter which we want sent as a reply to the board? Okay, wonderful. So what I would love us to do is really to go through it line by line in bullet point, that we really have a common understanding that this is the approach we love to choose. And then, Marika, can I ask you, did we decide about the timetable last time? And could we have another, not to prolong it too long, but maybe foresee another, maybe a week so that everybody then can review it and can come back to further comments to us?
Yeah, this is Marika. I don't believe we already set a timetable. I think we just noted that we would like to get this out as soon as possible. So your suggestion, at least from a staff perspective, would be perfectly workable.
Okay, perfect. So how do we want to handle this? Do we want to go through it bullet point by bullet point, which I would recommend? Do you feel all comfortable in doing this? Yeah, because I think it helps us It's always difficult to find the time to review these documents, and all of us have so little time. So just let's do it quickly together. Shall I read it, maybe? Or Marika, do you want to read it? Who is the best to be heard on the mic? Marika, why don't you read it? I'm worried that my connection is maybe not the best.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. I do have to know my mobile connection may not be very stable either, but I'll definitely give it a start, and hopefully you can take over should it drop. So basically, the latter overall form follows the approach that we discussed during the last meeting. It's not intended to be a back and forth on some of the positions, but more acknowledging the board input and recognizing that many of the points made by the board will come in and will factor into the deliberations on the different charter questions. I think there's only one item, which is the last point, that where there is a specific question and further feedback has been requested or suggested. So I'll just walk through it. So maybe it's best just to focus on the bullet point. So first bullet point, the CCWG is fully aware of the legal and fiduciary constraints and appreciates the ongoing participation of Samantha Eisner and Xavier Calvez to help guide the CCWG in these matters. In relation to the cost of operation, the CCWG is aware that no specific budget has been allocated to this effort, apart from the staff support that is being provided, although the CCWG may identify future needs as a result of the development of its work plan and or its deliberations. If and it happens, and such needs are supported by the CCWG.
Marika.
Yes.
Marika. Let's take it bullet point by bullet point, and let's, after each bullet point, if somebody wants to raise a question or make a comment. I think this goes quicker, otherwise topics are forgotten already again. So the first bullet point was only practically a reference to the work Samantha Eisner and Xavier are doing in this matter, which I think there's no further need to debate it. And then comes, but I want to see if somebody wants to mention something here. No, nothing in the chat room. Nobody raised the hand. Okay, let's move to the second bullet point, Marika. Sorry for disrupting you.
No problem at all. And I actually just see that Alan has raised his hand.
Ah, Alan, wonderful. Please go ahead, Alan.
Thank you very much. Although I may have misunderstood it, in a CCWG plenary meeting yesterday, the CCWG budget was reviewed, and as you may know, they're requesting that a budget that was allocated for this fiscal year be spread over two fiscal years. So the details were provided. One of the items included staff travel, and we're assuming in the wording here that staff travel and associated expenses, translation of documents, if any, that kind of stuff, are not borne by the CCWG but are borne by ICANN. Since we seem to have a completely different set of rules for one CCWG versus the other, I think we should explicitly call out here that these are that things like it already says staff travel is provided, but I think we should be explicit that this is a budget that ICANN is not allocating to the CCWG. I'm not trying to prescribe wording, but I think we should make it clear that we understand and they understand that we're using two different sets of rules for two different CCWGs, and I think we want to be crystal clear on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree, Alan. This is in relation to bullet point two.
That's correct.
I agree. So I think this is something, Marika, which you can, if everybody agrees on the point Alan raised, I think this is something staff then can update and resend. Marika, is this okay for you?
Yeah, this is Marika. I had raised my hand as well to respond, because at least my understanding is that the CCWG accountability effort is the exception, not the rule. All the other CCWGs operate under the same principle as this group operates, that your staff support is provided, and if there are any additional needs that are identified, those need to be separately put forward. So I think it's already covered here. I mean, staff support, I mean, it doesn't foresee travel support because there are no meetings foreseen apart from those that may take place at ICANN meetings. And as Ellen said, you know, for those, you know, staff is already foreseen to go there. But I'm happy to add a note that makes clear that what's happening for the CCWG accountability is the exception, not the rule. And this CCWG expects to operate under the CCWG principles that also apply to other CCWGs that are currently in operation.
Yes, if I may have a follow-on.
Yeah.
The reason I'm concerned is it is quite possible that we will end up having either legal expenses or other paid things that we will have to go for budget for. And at that point, I think we need to make it clear that although we may end up having a budget, there are two different sets of rules that are being applied, and we want to make sure that suddenly ours doesn't revert to the other one also. So it's just a matter of clarity, because in our case, we likely will have, before we finish, we'll have expenses that would, that need to be paid by ICANN.
Yeah, I do agree with Alan. I think clarification is in this particular case very important. I have Ching and then Asha and Becky. I would love to hear from you if there was any debate you would like to talk about or you can talk about. We should be aware about with regard to the so Ching, please.
Thank you, Erica. So this is Ching speaking. So I think from the letter from Steve, he did mention about this CCWG run as a project with the proper budget and schedule. So I think from that particular point, probably we can make a more specific point on this proper budget, and probably we can start to work on one and then letting the board know that we'll be sending out a proper budget plan for their review. So probably just an echo from what Steve has said in his mail. So thank you.
Perfect. Asha, would you be willing to say something, or Becky?
I think this is Becky. From the board's perspective, we're very happy that the CCWG understands the budgeting issues and the need to put together a budget and process it in accordance with the procedures. I think we've all learned a lot from the CCWG accountability and the IANA transition experience, and so we're very pleased on that.
Erica, if I may.
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly, or is there a lot of echo?
Fine, at least on my end.
Okay, great, thanks. So I think I want to go back to what Ellen was saying. I think how Marika responded was actually spot on. The CCWG on accountability was a unique case, and whether or not we've learned lessons from it, which I hope we have, this particular CCWG on auction proceeds is going to be like any other previous CCWG. So I don't see any differences there. But I take Alan's point. I would like to understand better what specific line items he means. So is it only staff travel? So in that regard, I'd like to suggest that Marika, you have a word with Alan offline just to clarify what exactly which line items he means. Is it just staff travel, or are there other things that he finds different? And then we can and then just confer with staff on that on in terms of budgeting. I just want to I think it's worthwhile to clarify that before you put that in the letter back to the board. It would be worthwhile to just clarify exactly what Ellen means before you guys want to address it in the letter back to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Asha, and thank you, Becky. Alan, why don't you just clarify this right away instead of we going back and forward? It makes no sense. Alan, just please.
I'd be glad to. The document that Bernie presented had an item of staff support, which said included staff, travel, language support, management, communications, and contractors. Communications is if you have to hire a public relations, group that, presents pretty pictures or things like that, which accountability did. And there's a $2.4 million item for that in the CCWG accountability budget. So all I want is clarity that if we end up having to pay for legal costs or some other consulting related to helping us put together a good plan for the auctions, at that point, are we also going to have to assume those the costs I just identified, that is, be comparable to the CCWG, or are we now having a third variety of CCWG that is with some explicit costs but not with the overhead costs that are normal? So just looking for clarity. We could handle it either way, but the question is, if we now need $500,000 of legal costs, for instance, do we also have to budget next to $500,000 of staff costs which suddenly show up? That's the only question I was asking.
And that's the only question.
Yeah. Okay, Erica, may I address that?
Sure.
I think I now understand better what Ellen means, and I think this is why I had written in the chat it would be worthwhile to, for this particular CCWG, to get together and to figure out what the budget is in terms of it, after figuring out what the needs are. So we have to figure out what our needs are in terms of legal costs, in terms of staff costs. Even for staff, it's worthwhile to sit down and have a thought, think, which is what Bernie did anyway for the CCWG on accountability. The budget that you are referring to, Alan, is with regards to Workstream 2, with separate $8.8 million budget that we set down, and we, meaning the project cost support team, PCST, had sat down together with the co-chairs of the CCWG, sat down and actually put our heads together to figure out which areas we need support on, and then we had line by line item budget for each item, and the total was 8.8, including, and in those line items it included standard staff support. So it's worthwhile for this particular CCWG to sit down and figure out with staff, including Marika and Xavier, for instance, to figure out what areas of support is needed and then what would be the approximate budget, because this is what I have been requesting from 2-3 meetings ago. We need to have a budget, and then we will work according to that budget. I hope that makes sense. Thank you.
Go ahead, I think this makes sense. I just want to be... Asha? Yeah, Asha, you want to say something?
I'm sorry, there's a lot of echo, sorry. I just want to echo what Jonathan just mentioned in the chat in terms of the forecasting. So I suggest, I'll just read it. In terms of checking costs, suggest checking language of charter as a starting point and then take the forecasting approach suggested by Asha. Thanks.
Yeah, I think we can do this. What I would recommend, if you all agree, that Marika has a discussion with Xavier. They sit down and invite their colleagues whom they would love to have along, and then they send out, based on the discussion we already had, based on past and experience, they send us a proposal we then can discuss in this group again. I just want to ensure that we have, that we plan some flexibility. I don't mind to budget everything line by line, but this is a quite complex matter, and to the very end, or even before, so end of 17 or early 18, we might experience unexpected cost factor, and we shouldn't then have difficulties. So would you agree that we handle it in this such a way?
Can I respond to that, Erica, please?
If you want to respond, feel free.
Yeah, thank you. So I hear what you're saying in terms of flexibility. This is where I think we first need to have, we need to first have our first cut. And then, decide on a mechanism by which, okay, if we realize that we may need more funds. First of all, let me take a step back. The first budget will have to be approved. And then if the CCWG decides or thinks that it needs more funds, then I don't see any issue with sitting down together, coming up with another set of figures, and then discussing, and then getting that approval for the second round. But it cannot be if there's a significant jump in expenses from the first figure, from the first budget, it may not be automatically approved. So it should not be assumed that any surplus expenditure will be approved. That I would not think is wise thing to think will happen. So that's why I think the first step is to start off with the budget for the first round, and then if we decide that we need more money, we'll have to come up together with work together on the second set of figures. Thank you.
So, this would be fine with me, Asha, but we would want to have, I think, this group some kind of request for certain flexibility. We can work with the process you recommended if everybody agrees, but we have to be cautious. You know, the setup of funds or the setup of whatever kind of processes we design, it might be not that easy, and there might be either legal cost or other costs involved, which we can't plan ahead in the moment. So that's all. I see, Alan, you want to come back on this topic?
Yeah, thank you. My understanding is we don't have any current budget requests at this moment, and that's what the letter says. My only concern was if and when we do have budget requests, for us to understand which line items we might need to include over and above the explicit new request that we have. That was the substance of my question, and I think Marika understands it, so I don't think we need to go right budget that way. Thank you.
Totally agree with you. Wanted to make the same recommendation. Marika, we give it back to you. You handle this with Xavier, and you come send us something later along the line which we just discussed. Let's move ahead. There's nobody else on the list, so let's move to bullet point. Back to you, Marika.
Thanks, Erica. So the next bullet point reads, concerning the suggested nominal goal for the overhead is no more than 5% by the ICANN board. The CCWG will definitely consider this input when it considers the relevant charter questions, as well as the elements the board has suggested the proposed mechanisms and or process should include.
My point was that one discussion we had in Copenhagen about the 5%, and I mentioned that this is a recommendation, and I want this to be understood as a recommendation. I think it's very good to work with the 5%, but again, back to the flexibility. When I said this, Xavier was nodding. So it's not, I think we have to be careful that we don't work with estimations which are hardcore, because again, we don't know what's going to happen. So if you could, this would be my recommendation, keep this 5% as a general understanding, but the understanding as well, back to the point we just had, that in case there will be a debate about where we will need more access to more resources, we then will have to have a discussion about it. Somebody else who wants to? I have Asha. Is this an old point, Asha? An old hand?
I'm sorry. It's an old hand. Sorry about that.
Yes, Alan confirms. Jonathan is writing. Mark is writing. I wait for a second with regard to this bullet point, and then otherwise we can move forward. Olga is okay. Yeah, Mark makes an interesting point, which we have to take into consideration. He's right. Jonathan agrees. Seems like a reasonable target, but it's not yet clear how it will fit in the CCW business model. I agree, CW business model. Mark makes an addition. In Holland, it is 10%. That's similar in Germany. It's about between 8%. Belgium EU budget is typically between 8 and 12%. So we need to have flexibility. Jolf agrees as well, and Asha is typing. So I think we have a common understanding. We will try the 5%, but we don't want it to be seen as a hardcore. It's a goodwill, and then if we basically budget constraint, understanding the budget constraint in general of ICANN, we will try to meet the target, but we might need to request more. Marika, I leave it up to you to do the drafting in a good way. Yeah? Shall we move on? Alan, is this an old hand or is it a new one?
Alan, it's a new hand. Just a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
It doesn't need to be included, but just as a comment, there are likely to be certain fixed costs associated with this kind of thing. So it ends up coming down to how much money we actually have, because for fixed costs, the percentage varies as the gross increases, and it also may vary over the length of time it takes to disperse the money. So although we certainly want to be prudent, I'm trying to just give a rationale why it would be inappropriate for us to commit to a number at this point. Thank you.
I really agree, and I think this will be understood. And that's an important which we have to be from the very beginning clear, because if we set wrong expectation and we just say we can meet them, then we might have faced difficulties later on with the board. Everybody agrees. With the exception of that, she said 5% is a good mark, but I think we have a common understanding, and Maureen as well. So let's, if you all agree, nobody, I give you another second, then we move on to the next bullet point. And we get this back from Marika, so keep in mind, we will have the option for another review. Okay, perfect. Marika, back to you. Next bullet point, please.
Thanks, Erica. This is Marika. So the next bullet point reads, the CCWG supports the board's recommendation that a wide net should be cast and is happy to report that in addition to the members appointed by the CCWG chartering organizations, 45 participants and over 20 observers have signed up for this effort, many of which have no direct affiliation with ICANN SO's AC.
That's a critical part I always found. I like the idea about a wide net, but I'm concerned, to be very frank as well, because our mission is guiding us in this effort. We already have a difficulty of understanding what it initially means with regard to this money. So if we have a very wide net, I'm a little bit concerned that we will lose a lot of money just evaluating proposals and have an expert looking at things which relate to totally different topics, which might not in any way relate to ICANN and to ICANN's mission. So, but that's just my concern. I would love to hear your points.
Did we lose Erica?
Ellen? Let me start with Becky, please.
Hi, thanks.
Becky?
I think that the most important issue is for the group to understand what the purposes and, what the goals of spending this money really are. And once the group determines the sort of the critical question is what is it that we want to do with this funding? What do we want to accomplish? Then a number of things fall into place, including the question of how far you would cast a net with respect to applicants. I think one of the board's concerns was just that, a lot of different perspectives be included in the discussion, that that are going on, and we're pleased that there's such good participation. I think, other groups will become aware of it, and many of us are talking with people about it. So I think that's fun. But I just want to sort of start with, at a certain level, I think the most important message from the board is, let's figure out what the goal of these funds, what we want to accomplish with these funds, and then many, many things will fall into place from that.
Yeah. So I some have difficulty of understanding Becky. So what Becky said in very quick to repeat her, is that the goal will practically define, as soon as we have a clearer understanding about the goals, what we want to achieve, then it will be a clearer understanding as well about how the definition about the wide net can be understood. I hope this helps. Let me go to Alan, please.
Thank you. I think Becky and Asha have addressed it. I thought the question was casting a wide net for participants in this group, not for who applies in the final for the actual fundraising, and that's what the question answered. But Erica's first comment was talking about who applies for the money, and I didn't think that was what we were really looking at this point.
Maybe we want to clarify this, because I remember from discussion, whenever Steve were talking about this point, that this is what he meant. He meant a wider net outside of the typical traditional ICANN communities. Now, that's fine with me, but I think it is something we will, the process of reaching them out to a wider audience might cause in itself some difficulty. But if this was my misunderstanding, that's maybe something we can clarify as well. Alan, Becky, maybe you can take this in your hand and clarify this.
I think we don't want to do anything now which precludes a wide, allowing a wide range of applicants in the future, but I thought that the specific thing was making sure that we are inclusive at this stage. And if that is indeed what I was asking, then the question, the wording there is just fine.
Yeah, I agree. Jing, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, probably just because I saw Jonathan posted about, and you probably mentioned including participation outside the normal ICANN, the ICANN communities. I'll probably also remind actually everyone is about in the very first, meetings, we ask everybody to describe and also share about the expertise. So for the YNET perspective, I would say probably is about the also the members' expertise. So probably the board will also to address that, make sure that we include different areas of expertise and making sure that we make the right choice. So probably I want to add to that.
I see. I just read Jonathan, so he still understood it similar like I did. I mean, that's something we can clarify. There are practically two stages. So one stage is now, which is more the defining of the process, and we want to be inclusive as possible within our more traditional environment probably, and then the question, who can access the fund? Maybe this was the reference from Steve, but we certainly can clarify this. Asha, do you want to say something, or does an old hand?
Erica, thank you. I just want to confirm everything that you've just said. This is not about the later stage. This is about currently. We want as broad an audience, broad as participation as possible from different, for instance, ISTAR organizations could be one possibility. So that's what we've been saying all along. So I just want to confirm that officially. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I think we have an understanding together what we need to clarify here, and I would recommend, Marika, that you find a way of reviewing the current language and then being in the letter as clear as possible. And if there's a question we want to raise the board, I think we should do it at this stage. If there's nobody else, let's move to the next topic. I'm looking at chats and comments. Ching, yeah, he's confirming this. Maureen is mentioning that we have to be inclusive, which is true. And Becky, yeah, it's practically same, similar what the comments Asha just made and Alan before. Okay, let's move on to the next bullet point. Marika, please.
Thanks, Erica. So this is Marika, and I'm happy to add a suggestion that Ching has posted in the chat to the previous one. So the next bullet point, with regards to the concern expressed in relation to conflict of interest, the CCWG would appreciate some further specificity with regards to what the board has in mind. The CCWG knows that a declaration of intention is already required to participate in the CCWG, so the intentions of all members and participants is clear. Furthermore, the question, what conflict of interest provisions and procedures need to be put in place as part of this framework of core fund allocations will be part of the CCWG deliberations. Especially the suggestion that there should be a clear separation of those deciding general direction and those receiving funds may require further clarification, as the CCWG is currently operating on the basis that as long as CCWG members slash participants declare their intention to in brackets potentially apply for the new GTLD option proceeds once the proposed mechanism has been approved by the ICANN board, this provides for sufficient transparency and accountability in this stage of the process.
Thank you, Marika. Becky, please.
Thanks. I hope everybody can hear me. Again, I think that the concern of the board is just that we need to be very mindful of the potential for conflicts of interest as we go through this work. We understand everybody's declaration of intent is available, and that we've been able to understand sort of the variety of responses. And so long as people keep those up to date, that will be very important. The other thing, this goes back to what I was saying from the beginning, is that once we determine what the purpose that we want to accomplish, what we want to accomplish with these funds, then the issues about conflicts will become much clearer. At this point, we're talking pretty theoretically, and although it's very important from a theoretical perspective, it's very important that we, from a theoretical and actual perspective, avoid conflicts of interest. Once we actually have an agreed upon goal for the funding, then it will be much easier for the group to understand what potential conflicts there are and how to address them.
But it can hear me.
Yeah.
Yes, we heard.
It's a tricky point. It's a complicated issue, because I think we want to have in this space, if we want to be really inclusive and we want to have as many participants as possible to shape the process, we need to continue to work with the declaration of interest, which should allow us to be sufficiently transparent. The next phase will be much more complicated, but I think in this phase, we want to keep and stay inclusive as much as possible. Yeah, I appreciate your comment, Becky. Somebody else who want to say something? That's really a core issue, which we should be clear about what we want. I see that Mark is writing. Mark, you can't talk? No? Okay.
Yes, I can talk.
That's much
so my,
Mark,
I think my chat is rather clear. I think this bullet is perfectly phrased. However, there are at least, I believe, 15 or 20 of us that are facing the risk that if the board does differently and decides that everybody in this group who's on a yes or a maybe in their DOI has to leave this work group, it should not be that we are being punished for helping this work group for about 3 months and then being disqualified because we helped for 3 months. So that should be covered one way or another.
Yes, I agree with you. But I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't be inclusive, work within a community, and then at the same time argue that because of potential interest, certain members would not be allowed to participate. They as long as they declare things. But again, that's my opinion. I'm looking. Nobody is raising their hands. So you, I assume that you are happy with the proposal, with the text the way it is currently recommended. Asha is typing, Alan is typing. How many more? Give us a second just to wait and feel free. I see there is Wanda. Wanda, would you like to say something? Manda, can you hear me? Manda, are you on mute?
Erica, this is Rika. I think Vanda's just putting in a check mark that she agrees with what you suggested and what's in the chat.
Okay. Good. Okay, in this case, I would say, Marika, we are pretty clear about what needs to be done in the next step. And then once you have reviewed based on the discussion today and added maybe some more additional flavor or language, we then can review the same topic, the same letter again. Will this work for everybody?
Erica, this is Marika.
Marika,
just ask for a clarification. So basically, staff will go ahead and make the updates as suggested. We'll then get the letter out if people a week, and if no further comments are received, we can work with the leadership team to get this to the board. Do I understand your proposed approach correctly?
In this case, because it's so time sensitive and it's Eastern time, I would recommend if we don't get within a week a reply, we will put it on the agenda for the next call again, so that we are really certain that everybody had the time to review it. Marika?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, then the next item on the agenda, what are we having now? Can we move to point... So that's, again, about the work plan. Is it correct, Marika? My timeline is moving away here on my Adobe. Yes, please, Marika. This is something we started to discuss last time, and I think it's a wonderful graph, looking at the way we want to frame the chartering questions. Marika, can you, somewhere not part of us last time, can you just maybe reframe what we want to achieve and under this topic here?
Yes, thank you, Erica. So this is Marika. So indeed, the graphic that you see on the screen, we run through that on the last meeting. It was also sent to the list with requests for input or feedback. I don't think I saw any, so just very briefly, as some of you may not have been on the last call, this is basically the approach that's being proposed for dealing with the charter questions, which will also help define how to shape the work plan, and this is based on the initial survey that we run on the charter questions and some of the feedback that was received. So the idea is that we would start an initial run-through of all the charter questions, really at a high level, to assess, you know, are there initial responses that people have, are the potential, you know, gaining questions identified, and do we have a common understanding of what the question is trying to ask, and of course, as part of that, there may be as well overarching themes that need to be addressed. And I think, you know, Becky already alluded to, for example, you know, the objective. Is that something that will need to be agreed upon or addressed before we actually go down further the path of really drilling down? So, again, the initial run-through is really making sure that there's a common understanding of what the questions are that need to be addressed. Is there already initial response? And several of you have helpfully filled out the Google Doc that we created. And as you may have seen, you know, the template that we've created to facilitate this discussion captures some of the ideas or responses that were made as a result. So once that has been done, and the idea of the template is then as well that we have a repository where we then capture those initial discussions and feedback, as well as, you know, any expertise that may be needed, any other questions that are maybe linked or you know, are closely linked to each other. Then the idea would be that from there, it would be possible to start compiling a list of possible mechanisms that could be considered. And again, the idea here is that there's a limited number of options that are available. I think, you know, many of you have already spoken about, you know, could be done with an ICANN, trust, foundation. The assumption is that there's a limited number of options that may be available. Having that list would then allow for a further deep dive on each of those. You know, what are some of the characteristics? Can we already identify strengths and weaknesses? And of course, importantly as well, you know, review those from the perspective of legal, fiduciary, and audit constraints that have already been discussed earlier on in the deliberations. And based on that conversation, the hope is that there may be a sense of you know, a preferred mechanism or process that can then be further explored through the different charter questions. Again, the idea is that this is likely going to be an iterative process. There may be a number of mechanisms that are identified that have the potential or meet, you know, overall goals or objectives that the CCWG identifies, and then, you know, those can be compared and contrasted. So that is a bit what we've put on the table. This will then also feed into the work plan. Staff hasn't actually gone ahead yet and updated the work plan itself. As we were hoping that by having a first you know, run through of at least one charter question, we'll at least get a better sense of how much time that will take the working group to go through all the charter questions. So then we're able to have a better prediction of how the work plan overall will look. So the idea is that following this call, assuming that we at least can start deliberations on charter question one, we're able then to as well map out the work plan based on this approach. And then, of course, you know, as it is a running work plan, we'll need to update and modify as the group progresses along the different steps in the process outlined here. So I think that's in a snapshot what is being proposed. Again, this is not intended to be a straitjacket. It's really trying to help the CCWG structure its thinking and deliberations in the natural flow. But again, it's an iterative process, so it's very likely that, especially starting deliberations on some of the questions, there will be a jumping back and forth between certain topics. But hopefully that will then set up the group for really starting to dive into possible mechanisms that can be further explored and detailed. Was that helpful, Erica?
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you so much, Marika. It's an immense work put in. It looks so simple, these kind of graphs. But to get this right and to get this done, it takes always so much reflection, so much time. Really appreciate this. How about we don't have a general discussion right now, because I think this is so logical and we debated it already. But how about going right now, Marika, to the chartering question number one? Because this you sent out already, it's the next topic. And then I think everything becomes more clearer and we can have a more informed discussion here, which helps you. I give back to you and you can guide us again. Marika?
So, yes, I'm here. So basically, as I said, this is a template that staff developed to try and help structure the conversation, but also to allow us to capture some of the main points that we believe will then feed into the next phase of work. So again, this is intended to be an initial quick run through of the question to capture the initial responses or thoughts that people have on the charter question, as well have a brief discussion on the order or when it would need to be tackled in the overall deliberations, identify are there any sub-questions or is there any clarification that is needed with regards to the question, so we'll make sure that everyone's on the same page. Again, the question of the question of whether external expertise is required or needed. So for this specific one, Charter Question 1 basically asks what framework, structure, process, and or partnership should be designed and implemented to allow for the disbursement of new utility auction proceeds, taking into account the legal and fiduciary constraints outlined above, as well as the existing memo on legal and fiduciary principles. As many details as possible should be provided, including any implementation guidance the CCWG may have in relation to the establishment of this framework, as well as the criteria for the selection slash ranking of potential funding requests. So what you then see in the next box is a summary of some of the initial responses that were provided by a number of you very early on in the CCWG deliberations, and that document is still open for anyone that wants to add to that, where basically people were asked to provide some of your initial thoughts on the different charter questions. Just to know that this is, I've tried to summarize this, as some of you already as well went into some of the further details, so this is really the kind of high-level response to this question. I would encourage everyone to look at the full responses to really get a better picture of what some have in mind. And you can already see here that there are a number of different approaches that are being suggested. So one is suggesting, hopefully saying, minimizing time and cost to implement a funding agency. Let's first try to do it within ICANN. The second will suggest the formation of a foundation or trust in a neutral country. Another suggested that a mechanism that allows staff to do this as a project item and manage the funds based on the guidelines developed by this group. So again, that's primarily linked to the first one where it suggested that it should be done within ICANN. And another suggestion was that ICANN should partner with existing organizations that already have mechanisms in place and allow that as a way to allow those partnerships then as a mechanism for disbursement. Another point was made, a more, again, general, I think, suggestion here that the framework should be simple to design and to implement to avoid unnecessary waste of overhead and time. And that person is also suggesting that may then lead to a preference to actually make use of existing not-for-profit or charity or organizations, again, similar to what the previous bullet that is suggested. So, again, the question here, I think, is now for all of you, do people align with the views that have been shared? Are there responses that are missing here that we should at least capture now so we can keep that as a kind of repository of the different strands of thought that can be further explored further down the line? And what are the important sub-questions that will need to be answered in relation to this question? Obviously, a lot of the charter questions are linked to the specific question, so they will come back as well here. And then as well, the question of in which order should this question be dealt with, and what I've put in here is basically what we just discussed before, that the suggested approach would be that once the initial run has, we've done an initial overview or run through of all the charter questions, we're actually be able to start drilling down into what are the different structure processes and or partnerships that may be possible, and then start working those out in further detail, taking into account some of these initial run-through or responses to that. So I think this is what you see on the screen in relation to external expertise. We already noted that legal and fiduciary already comes back, and the charter question is an important element of this specific item. And we've linked here as well to the repository that we've started building in relation to information on that topic. And as you know, both Sam and Xavier are active participants in this group and are hopefully able to chime in as needed. So I think this is where we're currently at. So, Erica, I'll turn it back to you because I guess the idea would be now for people to weigh in and share some of their initial points on these specific items. And as I said, then your staff will we'll try to capture those in the template and keep that as a repository on this specific item.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Marika, and thank you, team. Wonderful work. So there are two things I think we need to do, Marika, and everybody else. I think we need to have a debate about it, but we should maybe have a debate as well. If you like this format, if you think maybe we need to build a hierarchy during the discussions, when you look at the initial response, we could, for example, build a kind of hierarchy. This is the number one preferred choice, and this is the second one, without deciding about it right now, but just getting an understanding, what we as a group in the moment would prefer. We don't have to do this now. We could do this in a kind of poll and ask you about it in another email, but just to get a better understanding. So what is your comments about? Let me have a look at chat. John is leaving us. And the other discussions relate to the previous debate. Everybody happy with this approach? Marika, the next step would be then to do this for all of the chartering question.
Yes, it is, Marika. So at least from a staff perspective, the idea would be, or the hope was that there would already be some deliberation on this call. Of course, people are more than welcome as well to provide input on the mailing list, but having some initial discussions here would help, at least for staff to kind of add to the document as needed, or if people believe that this captures accurately what the different viewpoints are, then of course that is perfectly fine as well, and we'll just then kind of park this one and move on to the next charter question.
Yeah. Ching, you would love to say something?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Erica, and also to Marika to put together this template. I think the approach, so at least to me, at this first glance, I think it will work. It will help us to at least to think about the initial response and then start to kind of build a matrix on the legal and also to the judiciary constraints. I think one of the thing that we probably should think about is about when can we, let's say, from 1 to 5 in the approach, how much time do we need to, let's say, to move from 2 to 3, and what would be something that, the group feels comfortable to move to the next step? Would it be conduct in a simple voting, or would these be, for example, if a small number of participants to address, let's say, for example, a particular charter question, and maybe for this smaller group to present some idea, and then we will have a larger group to say yes or say something that they probably see more discussion needed. So I'm just throwing a kind of examination question, that how do we reach consensus on certain point or certain mechanism, and when do we make sure that we can move to the next step?
And I think there's some principal question as well where we will have to take a decision. I mean, for example, we build a foundation or we handle this internally within the existing ICANN structure. It's a totally different model. And so we will need clarification of this. Asha, you would want to, you like to say something?
Yes, thank you, Erica. So I wanted to ask, in terms of the charter questions, was there one covering the overall goals and objectives? Because it could be one. Could one suggestion would be yes to add a question on that. I was thinking originally, if I can't remember correctly, if it was between 1 and 2, might be a good place to add it, or between 2 and 3. but this is something the CCWG can discuss, because going back to what we've been saying all along, the importance of having a DOI is really critical, and the importance of figuring out what our goals and objectives are for this money is also very critical. So that could be in order to focus the CCWG's attention on this, that could take form of a charter question. Thank you.
Yes, correct. Samantha, please.
Thank you. This is Sam Eisner from ICANN. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
At least I can hear you.
Okay. So I think one of the other things to consider is, as the group is prioritizing the charter questions and the order in which you'll take it, I think Asha's suggestion about the goals and objectives, at times that I think you could envision where defining the goals and objectives of how the funds will be used might actually help us narrow or focus the discussion about mechanisms, because then we have the ability to ask questions of, are there specific organizations that already do this, and then look specifically into the ability to partner with them, or would it be feasible for ICANN to build out a mechanism around this, et cetera, instead of doing a full survey of available mechanisms and then trying to fit the goals and objectives into there. You could turn it around. So that might be another place where that group would want to think about the ordering of the tackling of the charter questions once all the suggestions keep coming in from the group.
This is something we can, of course, review if you want to change the order of the chartering question, because a different strategy or logic suddenly emerges. We can always do so. Marika, you want to make a recommendation with regard to a potential chartering question number two? Why don't you read what you like to recommend?
Yeah, this is Marika, and partly as well responding to, I think, to Sam's suggestion. And as you may recall, we did group the questions in two different buckets. So there's a legal structure related questions, and then there's a bucket of the scope related questions. And the scope related questions there, indeed, the first question there is the question number two, which I think, you know, both Becky and I suggested in the chat. I want to say great minds think alike. But anyway, that one basically talks about limitations of fund allocation. But of course, the obvious extension of that is talking about indeed. So what is the overall objective and scope? So as we indeed run through these questions, and again, if the group believes that it's first helpful for this initial run through to do question two, or we just continue first on the, you know, legal structure related questions, which, you know, next question would be question three. But again, you know, part of this overall exercise is to identify, indeed, is there something that we'll need to dive further into before we can start with that next step of mapping out some of the potential structures or frameworks. So again, I think some of the feedback here is that, you know, one of those questions that may need to be addressed before going down that path would be question two, you know, potentially in an expanded format. And again, that's something that, you know, this initial run through will really help in indeed determining, you know, that question. Are there any other questions that will need to be answered in a certain, you know, way or form before we can actually go into that framework discussion? So again, the feedback here could be, you know, if people for the next run through prefer to go question two, we can mark that, or again, we'll just note that that is probably one of the gating questions that will need to be dealt with in further detail before we go into the framework discussion.
Thank you, Marika. My recommendation would be to note it and take it as a key gating question, but I wouldn't really worry too much about the order right now. So we are perfect. Fine, I would think we continue with number three, and then we can always change the order later and have the discussion and the gating question related to the goals then emerge as number two or maybe even as number one. I wouldn't worry too much about the order right now, as long as we understand what the gating questions are going to be, so that you can continue to work and we can review the way you, based on the survey we did and other discussions we had, you can set up a similar template with regard to all of the gating questions or the potential gating questions. Ching, is this an old hand or is it a new one?
Hi, Erica. This is a new one. Can I maybe just add something here? Hi, Erica.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Erica. So, yeah, probably I think, you know, I also agree what Erica just suggested that we should not worry about the order and probably should still go ahead to give the mechanism, a try. Just for example, we talked about this, in the first few meetings regarding if, let's say, we focus primarily on the mission and also primarily on the legal and fiduciary objective. And we talked about, and also reading through the letter from Xavier to the drafting team about the due diligence check. So if we're only the primary goal for us, for the group, is to minimize the cost and the process spending on the due diligence, whether a project and the fund is meeting that particular purpose, and the due diligence may cost a lot. So in order to minimize that, probably the only way or we should say probably at this point a more proper way is to make this fund primarily under ICANN's current structure. So we're probably not at this point of time to kind of limit the options here, but to give multiple options maybe to evaluate the pros and cons. So I like to echo what has just been said. Thanks.
Yeah, I totally agree as well. I don't see anybody else, no comments in the chat room. Okay, so I would think we have an understanding how we want to proceed. And with this, we have sufficient time, if you agree. We take the next gating question, which is really number 3, and we do the same process, just get an initial understanding about the way staff, and Marika in particular, set up the framing of the topic, and then we can have, if we think we want, to have a quick exchange. Marika, back to you.
Erica, just noted Alan put up his hand.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick comment.
Alan.
Just a quick comment.
Yeah,
Marika earlier asked, should staff go ahead and do this for all of the questions, or wait until I think the question was, should they go ahead and create similar templates for all of the questions, or wait until we've reviewed some in some more detail? If we had a meeting next week, I would say definitely wait until we've had time to read these over and discuss them. I'm not quite sure if waiting 2 weeks pushes it out too far or not, but I think there's some merit in going over one or two of these in some detail before we commit to using this exact format for all of them. So just something to consider. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we have 2 weeks, and I know Marika is – actually, Marika, I'd like to thank you because she's actually currently already on holiday, and she agreed to join us for this call. And this might be true for other staff members as well. So let me thank you all that you are doing this. Alan, I would say we move ahead because I wouldn't assume that within the next 2 weeks, all of the chartering questions or the gating question, not the chartering, but the gating questions, that's what we are concerned about. So let's have a look at this one, and then I would say maybe we can pick up the one which was discussed about the goals today, and then we have our meeting in 2 weeks' time. And then we can come back to your point and can review if the format is working for all of the questions and we can get an understanding about what we reviewed together as the gating questions. And if you have comments in between, just send them by email, which would be extremely helpful when you have some time to review all these documents. And when you have new ideas or you have new approaches, you would recommend. Is this working? Okay, Marika, why don't you move ahead?
Thanks, Eric. And per your note, we'll resend the two templates that we've already developed, including as well the link to the Google Doc in which we different members and participants have started writing down some of their thoughts to the charter questions, which we're using as a basis for this document. So that will give everyone an opportunity as well to start adding to that. And, of course, any comments or suggestions or questions you may have, feel free to share those, and we're happy to update the template as needed. So the next one, then, is charter question three. And again, as I explained before, we currently have two buckets of questions, one relating to the legal structure related issues and the other one more related to the scope. And I just started with the legal structure one and then had question one, but of course it's not determining in which order you may want to tackle this as you go further down into your process. But in that regard, charter question three is then the next in that list. And that question asks what safeguards are to be put in place to ensure that the creation of the framework as well as its execution and operation respect the legal and fiduciary constraints that have been outlined in the memo that has been produced previously. So again, some of the initial responses that were provided suggest that maybe we should start studying those safeguards in the context of the granting agency being implemented with ICANN. And again, it relates to the previous question. Someone suggesting that a minimum independent audit will need to be foreseen. And as someone pointed out, that safeguards depend on the legal mechanism chosen for the establishment of the partnership that was proposed to be explored. And again, I think here it already becomes obvious that this question is very dependent on a charter question one, and the framework, process, or procedure will determine what safeguards need to be put in place. And someone also suggested that metrics need to be included to follow the results that are proposed by each project. And another point of input was that the easiest safeguards will be to make use of existing non-profit charity organizations, preferably tax-exempt, that already have a proven track record with respect to legal and fiduciary behavior. And again, it links again with the previous suggestion of using existing organizations or mechanisms as a potential framework. It also suggests that if the number of selected organizations is significant and well spread around the world, the risk of illegal or non-fiduciary behavior would probably balance out. Again, here is the order of the question. As noted, it's clearly linked to the discussion on the framework, so those are clearly grouped together, and you first need an agreement or at least a proposed approach forward on which framework you want to follow before you can start answering probably the safeguards that need to be in place. We didn't identify any sub-questions or clarification at this stage, and similar to the previous question, that the expertise required relates to the legal and fiduciary constraints that we've discussed before, and where we have, of course, a number of experts participating in this effort. That's all we've captured for this one. I don't know if anyone has any input at this stage or any feedback you want to share.
I'm not seeing comments here, raised hand. Stephanie is thanking you as well, and Asha for joining the call today, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is appreciating this very much as well. I think for me, this is very clear. This is even more clear than the first one. So I think it's pretty straightforward. But I think it would be good for all of you to review it. And if you think there are further topics you want to raise or comments you would love to see included in this template, I think it would be good if you would send us to staff so that we can have in our next review. Could review your points as well. Okay. I think, Marika, this is so well done. Oh, there's one. Olga, is this you or? Olga? Or are you writing, Olga? Okay. I think this is so clear. Let's come back to it in 2 weeks' time. And if you find a way of working on the other gating questions ahead of our next call, I think this would be appreciated. Manda is happy Easter. Everybody, yeah, we need Eastern time. So why don't we spend a few minutes or just a minute about the upcoming meeting in Johannesburg. Did we discussed last time that we would love to have a, if possible, a 2-hour session, but there were questions, would this be a priority for some of the SOs and ACs? Do we have heard something about this, Marika?
Yeah, thank you, Erica. This is Marika. Just to know that we also sent out a doodle poll asking for people to indicate whether they would be planning to participate, you know, in person or remotely, or would not be able to participate. And the good news is that we had 36 people responding, and everyone in that group indicated that either they would participate in person or remotely if that meeting would be scheduled. So it looks at least that there will be sufficient attendance if the meeting goes ahead. And we have put forward the request to the GNSO Council leadership, or indicated that this group would like to have a 2-hour meeting if possible. I know that different groups have started planning their different meetings. So as you, I think you're all aware as well, it is a 4-day meeting, which does mean that all the groups will have to prioritize the meetings that they will give a meeting time to, and with the focus being on policy, at least I think from the GNSO side, it's very clear that the priority there is on policy development process working groups that are in place. But hopefully there will still be a time to give to this effort. From the staff side, we'll follow that closely and of course come back to you as soon as possible once we have a feedback on whether it looks likely or not, whether meeting is going ahead. And on the duration, I do suspect that it will be 90 minutes, because I think that the block schedule as it currently looks has blocks for 90 minutes, and I think we're asked to respect those. So if a meeting goes ahead, it will most likely be a 90-minute meeting. But as I said, we'll follow that closely and you know, keep you up to date as we learn more.
Thank you, Marika. Thanks for this update as well. So let's do the following. I mean, the next, there's not much to discuss about Johannesburg, and I don't see anybody raising hands or writing something in the chat room. The next thing, our next call is on the 27th, and it's again on 14 UTC. We know this is some difficulty for some of you, and we appreciate that you accept this timetable because it seems to work for so many. So thank you so much for doing this. With this, happy Easter time. Enjoy. Marika, go back to your holiday. And we talk to each other again in 2 weeks' time. But let me, just a second, anybody else wants to raise a different topic? No? So happy Easter and enjoy life. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Erica.